three world championships in Green Bay, including the first two Super Bowls. And of course, under, you've mentioned him several times, or a number of times already, Vince Lombardi.
Yes.
From your perspective, what made him special?
Vince Lombardi, he was the typical Italian father. I mean, nothing was too good for the family, and we were his family. In fact, his son is often complaining, so I think he loved the team more than you. And he was a catalyst for us. What he did, he had a unique talent for picking out talent. He could see a guy, like, you know, guys like Herb Alley, who came as a running back. He saw something in him could make him a defensive cornerback. And he called me, and he told me, he said, after I got here, he said, Dave, I don't want you to think that we didn't want you to play linebacker. He said, but there's never been a African-American linebacker in the National Football League. And he said, we're in the midst of trying to get a third championship. The Packers have won in 61 and 62. He said, we do not need distractions of this team. So if anybody asks you about being the first black African-American linebacker, he said, don't say a thing, refer him to me, which I did. Never heard about it again. Mr. Barney, while he was a motivator, while he was a very intelligent man, he had a great sense of talent. He could see talent. And as people say, you got to have good ball players, and then you got to motivate them. Vince Lombardi had the ability to know who the good ball players were. Vince could see things that no one else saw. Maybe I think because he played the game, and never quitting, and that desire to win, and the fact that he knew he was going to win, and somehow or another, he transferred that from himself to us. We never went in a game didn't think we were going to win. And in fact, the Super Bowl I, which I think is one of the biggest games of my life, Vince Lombardi said before the game, this game is so big. Means so much to the National Football League, so much to the country. He said, we can't win this game 13-10. We can't win this game 21-14. We've got to win by three touchdowns. And he said, and you guys, I don't think you can beat anybody by three touchdowns. But as you know, we beat them 35-10. And it's the biggest game ever because it was the first time. In fact, I wear the Super Bowl I year. In my mind, Super Bowl I was the Super Bowl, the one and only. It was a big clash the first time the two leagues played or anything else. The rest are just a Super Bowl games.
Dave, every time I talk to one of you guys from the Lombardi era, ultimate respect for Vince Lombardi. In fact, you could say you love the man. But I want to go back to when you were actually playing for the man.
Yes.
Did you guys actually like him then, or was it like a typical deal where the guys go and complain about the coach somewhere after practice while you're having a beer?
We always talked about him and that, but deep down inside, I loved the man, and I deeply respected him. I deeply respected his opinions. Vince, as long as you kept your nose clean, as long as you made the plays, made the tackles, Vince would pat you on the back and say, way to go, way to go. Missed one little tackle now, and you'd hear, what the hell is going on out here? That was it. And I'll tell you one last thing. The one thing he impressed me, and a lot of these things I realized after leaving football, when the team was down, we lost a big game or something, he knew how to pick the whole team up. He didn't just beat on us. He gave us some encouragement to get us back to norm. When we won a real big game, he knew not to let you go off in this high and go out and celebrate. He'd come in and find something you did wrong that week to bring you back down to normal. We handpicked each one of you guys. He said, there are guys in the league bigger than you guys, faster than you guys, stronger than you guys. But there's a certain something in you that makes you a Green Bay Packer. We take that, we nurture it and develop it. And he said, you might get beat individually. Nobody can beat the Green Bay Packers. And I believe it.